The book of the prophet Habakkuk is a rather short one. We don't hear too often from it here in the Mass. But this morning, our first reading comes from that book of Scripture. And Habakkuk is a prophet around the time just before the Israelites are going to be sent into exile in Babylon. And it's very clear from his words in the reading today that things already are not going very well for the chosen people. The reading begins with Habakkuk complaining to God about the great corruption all around him. Violence, he says. Why do you let me see ruin? Why must I look at misery? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and clamorous discord. And how does God respond to this complaint? Essentially, he tells Habakkuk to wait. He says, I have a plan that will be fulfilled. Be patient. Have faith. What was this like for Habakkuk? He was right in the middle of the story, and he couldn't yet see the end. I suppose it was something like being a Blues fan in January this past year. Last place. Who would have believed if anyone had said the Blues are going to win the Stanley Cup this year? Or perhaps like a Cardinals fan in July when they were at 500 and there was some question as to whether they would even have a winning season, much less make the playoffs. What do we need to do when we're in the middle of the story? When we don't yet see for ourselves the end, the conclusion? The answer is we need faith. Faith is that theological virtue by which we give a complete gift of ourselves. We trust ourselves completely to the Lord. And it's easy to do that when things are going well, when our faith is supported by blessings in this life and good feelings of consolation. But in those other moments, in the middle of the story of our lives, when we encounter suffering, trial, difficulty, it's much more difficult, is it not? And yet those are the very moments when our faith can grow by leaps and bounds. God permits those times in our lives, those tests of our faith, because the test of our faith helps our faith to grow stronger. Just like when we exercise a muscle, we have to give it some resistance. We can't just do some exercise that's easy. We have to do exercise that's hard if we want our physical muscles to grow. So it is with faith. We need this reminder and this encouragement, like Timothy needed that reminder and encouragement from St. Paul in our second reading today. I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have. Don't grow slack. Continue to open yourself to that gift of God. St. Paul was probably speaking to Timothy about the gift of his ordination that he had received from the laying on of hands of St. Paul. But faith is also a gift of God. It's a gift we receive in our baptism. A gift that will see us through the story of our lives to that final, glorious, perfectly joyful end that our Lord has promised. We need that gift of faith. We need to exercise our faith throughout our lives, during the ups and the downs. This Sunday, the church throughout the United States celebrates Respect Life Sunday. It's a day in which, in a particular way, we're invited to stir into flame anew the gift of faith that life will be victorious in the end. Today, the church calls us to ponder how we are being called to work for a culture of life, how we are being called to do our part to see that every human life is respected and given the great respect that the dignity of our humanity demands. So often, Pope Francis has reminded us that those whose dignity is most in danger of being neglected are those who are on the margins of life, of society. And we can think in a particular way of those on the margins at the very beginning of life and at the very end of life, the dignity of the unborn that in so many ways is forgotten and neglected, the dignity of our elders who often is neglected and forgotten. You know, when you think about this cause for life, it's been almost 50 years now that we as a nation have been striving to overcome this culture of death that we live, especially in the prominence now of legalized abortion. We might very easily give in to that temptation to give up hope, to think that this promise that life will be victorious is an empty one. Today, as we hear these words of the sacred scriptures, we're invited to stir into flame anew our faith that life will indeed be victorious. And that faith must then lead to works on behalf of those whose dignity is forgotten. At the end of Mass today, we'll hear about a couple ways that we can play a part in reaching out, in standing up for the dignity of life, in extending the gift of hope and compassion to women who find themselves in a crisis pregnancy. For this message of our church is not one of hate and condemnation, far from it. It's one of love and support and an invitation to trust that God is with us and that He will provide if we make that choice for life. So today on this Respect Life Sunday, let's draw from the Holy Eucharist anew the gift of faith. We could make our own the prayer of the apostles and the gospel today. Lord, increase my faith. When He comes to us in Holy Communion, He desires to stir into flame that gift of faith in us, so that as we find ourselves in the middle of the story of our lives, we will hold fast to God, and He will see us through to the promised glory and joy of eternal life. Saint Gerard Majella, pray for us.